Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have apprehended a suspect involved in a fatal shooting that left one man dead in Redway early this morning. Lieutenant Steve Knight talked to us about the details that led up to the arrest.
Sheriff's deputies responded to the Dean Creek Resort in regards to a man being shot. When the deputies arrived, they learned that citizens were attempting life-saving efforts on the victim. And the suspect, actually, Mr. Jason Armstrong, 40 years old, from Dumas, Texas, walked up to the deputies as they drove into the scene and told them that he was the suspect who did the shooting and that he had unloaded his firearm and set it down on a table waiting for the officers to arrive.
Armstrong was booked in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on one count of murder, and his bail was set at $1 million. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office thanked the public today for receiving over 20 calls to help identify a motorcyclist involved in a police pursuit last Thursday night. The man is identified as 40-year-old Jason Meisner, who was accused by a citizen near Bear River Casino of being involved in the purchase of multiple pounds of marijuana. Once deputies searched the immediate area, they found Meisner, who started fleeing from police going northbound on the US 101. His motorcycle was later found abandoned at Tompkins Hill Road in Eureka. Meisner has not been caught yet, but is wanted for evasion of a police officer in violation of felony probation. Eureka has experienced a plethora of daytime residential burglaries, mainly around the neighborhoods of Fairfield, Henderson Street, and others. There have been 21 burglaries in the last 30 days, with most occurring Wednesday through Friday during the daytime when the residents are away from their homes. The Eureka Police Department would like to encourage the community to report any suspicious activity they witness in their neighborhoods. The police department also wants to remind citizens that police services officers are available to conduct a safety check of your home and provide tips on how to properly protect your home and property. The clerk who works late night, early morning shifts at the 76 gas station in the 2600 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville knows a thing or two about being the victim of an armed robbery. The clerk called to report another robbery at the gas station early this morning after two suspects entered the store and one brandished a large knife while the second stole money from the register. The on-duty clerk was in the store the last time the store was robbed, and he told deputies he thinks it was the pair of suspects, only this time they were more aggressive. The suspects are described as an adult white male, 5'10 to 6 feet tall, who was wearing black shoes, tan shorts, a cover over his face, and a dark-colored sweatshirt, and that he had a red bandana in his back pocket. The second suspect is described as an adult white male, about 6'2", who was wearing black shoes and a blue sweatshirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are five candidates running for three open seats and two others facing off to fill out the remaining term. Ryan Kaplan, a student at Humboldt State, is facing off against Paul Patino in that head-to-head race and explained some of his economic ideas.
Something like a reskilling program. So it's a public-private partnership. They're working with their huge capacity trying to retrain folks for industries that are more relevant in the 21st century. And we do have those sites here, you know, the old pulp mill. There's the Happy Valley site that Arcata now owns. So there's some opportunity there.
Kaplan also went on to talk about wanting to help people who are starting businesses.
I'm also interested in entrepreneurial incubators. It's basically they offer, low rent sort of places for people who are on a shoestring budget, trying to get past that initial phase of business growth. There's not too many places in Arcata that offer that kind of service.
You can hear Kaplan's entire interview and the interviews with all the candidates at our website, KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.